So don't forget the good news about these, that you don't actually have to do any calculations in the exam. So I've noticed in a few textbooks, you know, they go into numbers on this. That's simply because it's kind of a, it's how the exam used to be before it was even F9, where there used to be numbers on this sort of thing. So don't get put off with that. There are no numbers involved. Just one thing that I wanted to add here, though, is the explanation that I give there in the notes. Make sure you know that. All right. See if you can just repeat that in the exam, because that's the sort of level of knowledge you need. Also, I just thought I'd point out that a futures currency is not very often a perfect hedge. Now, it's not a perfect hedge because it's a standardized contract. So let's say you've got a foreign receipt of $6,483. Well, because these are standardized contracts with standardized figures, you know, only in certain amounts, well, it will not be a perfect hedge then, because yours won't be a natural multiple of that standardized amount. And also, they can be closed out early, and when they get closed out, so the rates will be different. So seldom it will be a perfect hedge.